Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Look up, everyone. I'm about to. We're starting a new series today. Who is excited?
Hallelujah.
I'm about to bring you a form of introduction to that series. One of the things that God has trusted this ministry with is the unction to raise the next generation of ministers for the body of Christ. Across board, the materials and the messages from here will be studied by many generations. Now, there's a reason why I'm giving you the announcement. It's so that you can treasure every word. And when that time comes, you would have been made. What I'm saying will not fall to the ground. Enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy everything you see, because it's so transient. Yeah. Amen. You see, I was it on Friday during PPC? Sometimes I get embarrassed a lot because naturally I can't survive God's presence without tears. And that's why I love isolation too, because you would practically feel someone has died. And as I sat down there to minister, I could see people from Zimbabwe, from Kenya, from different places, shouting healings, 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 healings. And that's not even the core anointing in this house. The core grace here is wisdom. And sometimes I wonder if God is giving this one this much as a byproduct. Ah! We need to tap into the core one. True? Yeah. Amen. We need to tap into it. Potent here is enough grace and energy to make you. But are you willing? I said, are you willing?
Yes, sir.
Something is going to come on somebody this morning.
Amen.
Now, in Luke 4, verse 18, when Jesus got... Now, you must understand, Jesus was just coming from a wilderness experience. It was in verse 13, if I'm correct, the Bible said that his fame was noised abroad. Just 5 verses after that, he entered the temple from 40 days dry. And he picked exactly what Isaiah said about him. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Now, announcing the dimension upon your life is not pride.
Yes, sir.
It is a call to recognition so there can be participation. You can't participate in what you don't recognize. Are you following what I'm saying? One of the consciousness I have is that if somebody has the privilege of staying around me for a year, you should have carried what it takes to become an enigma to your world. You should have. You should have. I took him on a walk this morning and I told him, we'll repeat it. I don't have to be everywhere to have mega churches everywhere. I don't overrate my presence. If I stay on you here for 2 years at a row, it will choke you. Praise God. But I'm calling you to participate and pick it. You can catch it. I said you can catch it. You can. I said you can. I'm about to teach you a very core secret this morning, that nobody's life should remain the same. And I'm going to speak from my heart as though it's not a Sunday service. Because on Sundays, I obey the principle in John 21, feed my lamb and feed my sheep. Now, I believe that Sunday is the day you have the mixture. I believe Tuesday is the day you have the sheep. I believe Sundays you have mixture, lamb and sheep, different growth phase. So that's why, calm down. But this morning I will not hold back. I won't. Praise God, hallelujah. Now I recognize it. I'm too aware. I am too aware. Now, let me give you an instruction. Whatever your distraction is now, put it side by side with the vision and the future God has shown you and pick one. Pick one on time before life picks one for you. Put your distraction side by side with the future God has shown you and pick one. You will never be useless. But look at the testimony she was sharing. A married man running after a single girl. He's embarrassed. Emotions can be subjected, sir, because there's a greater future. We know a man who has seen it by the price he's willing to pay, by the things you are willing to kill and subject. You can't live like every other person and become better. How far have you seen will be revealed in how far you are willing to sacrifice. Put the morsel of bread side by side with sin that you are about to trade Jesus for food. Because when Esau was eating, significance was leaving his DNA. That, are you aware? Yeah, the seed was the right to carry the lineage of the Messiah. Ultimately, it's the seed. Each spoon, mighty men were living. Moses walked out and crossed to the other guy. David walked out, crossed to the other guy. All the tribes and the significance, because you can see that significance was narrowed down to 12 tribes. You will not eat the plate of porridge that will choke you. Amen. Say that amen again loud and clear. Amen. As long as the heaven and the earth remain, seed time and harvest will not cease. May you carry the grace to sow the right seeds for the right harvest. So that you'll not be ashamed in the day of harvest. You'll be proud that you have done the right things. Amen and amen. I have burden in my heart, and I pray God help me to offload successfully. So today I want to teach on the subject, Kingdom Service. That's our next series. That's our new series. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be teaching you on this series, Kingdom what? Kingdom what? Kingdom service. Kingdom service. Now let me show you a scripture. 1 Kings, chapter number 19. 1 Kings, chapter number 19. Now, you know what happened before 1 Kings 19? Elijah had gathered the prophet of Baal in 1 Kings 18 from verse 20 and brought revival to the land because he was jealous for the Lord. He was what? He was jealous. He had brought down fire and Jezebel looked at him after that and said, I'm going to cut off your head. And the man of God ran. You can go and download my teaching in spirit and in power. I spoke a lot about Jezebel and the system of Jezebel, which is intimidation. And I shared that John the Baptist was supposed to return in what? The spirit and what? The power. Now, if I lay hands on someone, come. And I say such as I have, all right, what Elijah has from Elijah is double portion of your spirit. Not double portion of your power. The word spirit there means in style. Are you with me now? Yeah. But also, it should come in the spirit of Jezebel, of Elijah, and also in his power. Now, if Elijah carried double portion, should God not have said that Elijah should come in spirit and in power? Of Elisha. Why Elijah? Because all Elisha asked for was his spirit, not his power. So it means the mistake happened with Elisha. The mistake also happened with John the Baptist. And there were similarities. Elisha was very sick and he died. There was no man around him. John the Baptist also. He died before his time. It means it is very possible for the Elisha generation to only desire the spirit. Let me leave that as parable. So when the others came as another prototype of Jezebel, he cut off his head. Intimidated him and cut off his head. Of John the Baptist, and they put it on a plate and were parading it. Why? That you speak like a person doesn't mean you carry what they carry. You must go beyond resemblance to carry the authentic. Praise God. I said praise God. Now please be seated. So the system of intimidation is the system of Jezebel. Now you'll be amazed that a man has called down fire, there's so much revival, and now the man let's read. So I can, all right, so that happened in 1 Kings 18. But if you go to 1 Kings chapter number 19, so you can see the continuity. Elisha and Jezebel, all right, from 1 Kings 19 from verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel that Elisha has done. And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow. On tomorrow, but about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree and requested himself that he might die. He wanted to die. How will a man enter depression after revival? Alright, let me say this to you. Listen to what I'm saying. And I'm telling you this fact. You are more vulnerable after discharge of the anointing. You must understand that. You are. Alright? Because, yeah, what I'm saying. What people see is the power, the power, the power. The man of God. once we are done releasing the power, we now have demand. Are you following what I'm saying here? Elijah was, if they kill me now, well, let's look at what he was saying. I'm going to kingdom service. Just follow the story. Alright? Now, why did he... There are core secrets. Are you ready for me this morning?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Let me help you pick a few things. Maybe you, it will make sense to you. Or maybe you will need them. Because, let me try. He told... Look at it now. Verse 3. When Elijah saw what Jezebel said, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and told his servant and left his servant, not servant. So it means there was a guy before Elisha. And he told the guy, you sit here. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I want to say. I'm showing you from the Bible. Those few individuals who carry the revelation and by privilege of access and wisdom have seen both the strength and the vulnerability are the ones who are positioned for the next mantle. Let me leave it. Alright? Because this thing that this man went to do, some of these guys will become prophet tomorrow. They will go through. But the ones who have understood how to carry his weight in the days of those trouble, they will know better how to survive. Okay. Because I know as leaders, there are people you must not allow to see that there is even scarcity. Because they will disappear. You don't believe what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. That's why I said, should I water it down? Some of you are not talking. Should I water it? Okay. One time something happened in the body of Christ. All right. Somebody did some things and it was going around. Trending. This man of God, the whole man of God. And somebody called me. All right. One of my friends and said, oh boy, have you seen what is happening? I said, I've seen it all. Said, this is why I don't have many friends. Said, because if somebody should go and try this thing, I don't know if that it will be a stain on all of us. I heard that statement, and honestly, this fellow is speaking from a very good heart. I just said in my heart that friendship is beyond when the tree is broken, the bird should fly. Friendship is brotherhood. That if I say you are my friend, it means if you have reproach, I say identify me with it. We will recover. Let me tell you something. One of my friends on campus was arraigned before the pastors of the church. And they called him to sit down. They called me from where I was walking. And they said, come here. And when I got to the pastor's house, I saw him seated. And the way he sat down and was sober, I knew he had done something. And I saw a girl there. And I saw another girl who was close to me. And I saw church leaders. And they said the girl should talk. And the girl said, actually, he touched me. You will never sit in such touch seat. He touched me. That's why I said, put your loss side by side with your future. Pick one. He touched me and all that. I sat down there. Everybody were against him. The reason why they have called me here is because they know we are close. When they finished judging his matter, they told the girl that was close, they now asked her to stand up. They now asked the girl that the reason why we called you here is because we know you are close to him. So we want to ask if he has been doing the same thing with you. My tears dropped my eyes. like, my God. You know, when you are in a system where people do everything possible to see that there's a stain, and your life is bearable before God and before men, that they will search till Jesus come, that day will not come. And the girl said, no. Now, I went on fast and prayer for this my brother. There was a day I was at a place called White Wall from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. And by the time it was 5:45, you know what I was saying? I was not saying, God, have mercy on him. I was saying, have mercy on us. Intercession is not powerful if it is done by proxy. Intercession is to identify with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Real intercession is not for him or her, it's for us. Are you following what I'm saying? The moment I felt the burden leave, are you following what I'm saying? I stood there worshiping God. My phone rang. He called me and said, Pastor, you will not believe. He said, just a few minutes ago, I felt the old depression and the old burden left me. That was the point where I hit the spot in the place. I didn't go there to pray for him and to pray for myself. I went there to pray for him. And in order to do it effectively, it has to be us. Many people don't understand the meaning of commitment. Because there can't be service without commitment. And service is not, I am here because things are perfect. Service is that I am here because there's a work to be done. Service does not require skill first. It requires the heart first. Are you with me now? Look at what I'm saying. As we read the entire scripture, you will find out that Elijah actually have a custom of telling people to wait behind. That was his custom. And to as many as obeyed that instruction, they did not become. There are instructions your leaders will give you because of the consecration they have, but it is not good for you. Are you with me? I'm going to teach you. What did I say? There are instructions. I don't allow people gather and contribute money and say they want to do something for me. The day I hear it, I will look for every means to scatter it. Every means. I will find every means to scatter it. Why? I don't ever want anybody steers to come before God. That look at the way they are troubling me now, because I don't have. For something you say you want to give to your pastor. Now that doesn't mean giving to your pastor is bad. But my own personal consecration, I will destroy it. Now I can tell people to gather money for somebody else, but not for me. Okay? Now, what is the wisdom? If you are walking and you come and say, I want to give my first fruit to the church. We do that every year, our first salary after fasting. Just in case you don't know. If some people get offended, but we still do it. We are going to do it again by January. Okay? We'll do it if Jesus comes. And I lead the way. I want to give my first fruit. Come to me. You are not talking to the same man who announced it on the altar. Now you are speaking to a man. So my emotions come to him. I say, what will you use as transport now? Say, God will provide. I say, no, don't give the first food. That instruction is an instruction that is not to be obeyed. Because I'm not exposing you to the same dimension God used. So when I gave my own, how did I survive? Are you following what I'm saying? So each time the burden becomes much, Elijah will say, wait, I'm coming. And he will go and come back, and they will not ask him what happened there. But you see, Jesus did the same thing. The Garden of Gethsemane, he said, you guys will wait here. First, he left 12, brought 3, told the 3 to be praying. They slept off. Then he went to pray till his sweat became like blood. I'm not sure there is any scientific explanation for that. Do you want to tell me that his veins busted? What happened? God just going to hug you from today till tomorrow. But where the core things is, the real things that makes men, where they are in those areas that people are not allowed to ordinarily come unless they earn it. Are you with me? Particularly when you are dealing with a person that God has dealt with. Not boasters. Not all these people who are just, you know, people who say big things that they don't know anything about. This generation is very loud and yet shallow. What, when people look at people like Pastor Hia Adeboye, what many people see is that I want the grace. But this man also, sir, he cries because he's a man. There are moments that he will be down. Who are those who carry that weight? Those are the men to watch out for. Don't build a life of when it gets tough, I'm done. No. Are you following what I'm saying? Many people miss the opportunity to be a part of history because they want everything ready. And some even meet their future partner because he's at the last phase of being broke. And you marry the one that is at the last phase of being rich. And fingers crossed. I'm not trying to excuse inactivity. Neither am I excusing mediocrity for any reason. But follow me. Do what? Follow me. So Elijah told the guy, he said, wait behind. But he himself, by himself, went a day's journey to the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now. Oh Lord, take away my life. For I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, the angel of the Lord touched him. Do you know? Are you sure you want me to talk? Do you know that I said that if God has called to the prophetic, one of the things you must deal with is that being a prophet is a lonely road. Not because you won't have people around. Nobody is really around until they are partakers of your body. Are you with me? Are you with me? You can have people there and you are alone. One of the major reasons why this man can be saying I'm not better than my fathers is because if Jezebel brings him out to cut his head, the same Israelites who had repented yesterday will say go ahead. Let's leave it. Okay? So he said, what am I better than my fathers? As he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise, eat. And he looked and behold, it was a cake baking on coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay down again. And the angel said to him, came the second time, touched him, and said, arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you. And he arose and did it and drank and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights into Horeb, the mount of God. And he came to down to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. Now, this is what the word of the Lord is saying to him. What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thy altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and saying, what doest thou here? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thy altars and slain thy prophet with the sword. I even am left. And they seek to take my life, to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go, return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Azahel to be king over Syria. Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel Meholah, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, he that escapeth the sword of Azahel shall Jehu slay, and he that escapeth the sword of Jehu, then Elisha said. And God now said, yes, the gist. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, and all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elisha. In simple words, what is the Lord saying? Look up. God was saying, number one, what you are carrying is too much for you alone to bear. From the stream of the prophetic you carry, a prophet, a king, and what again? A what? A priest can emerge from it. So it's beyond just prophet in your room. Are you with me now? Because this, I'm not talking to ministers alone, so I'm going to hold some things back. If we ever have another time where I talk in this direction, I'll share them. Now God said, go and anoint Elisha as a prophet in your stead. When I read this scripture, I asked, what is the difference between Elisha and that guy who stood behind? The difference is, this one will never wait behind. He won't. What I'm telling you is that one character trait God has tried to correct can be the reason for your substitution. Stop giving up easily. You know the way I'm feeling can be the reason why you will miss it. Meanwhile, you would have done every other thing right. But it will not change the fact that the requirement is for a man who will not back down. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can have all the spiritual prizes, but you have a character defect that is pivotal for the fulfillment. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are requirements for job descriptions. It is not enough to be the man that prophecy is hanging on his head. Do you have what it takes to pursue till it comes to pass? The same prophecy can highlight another man that has all your descriptions, but the traits you have not had, because God tried to help you, but you didn't learn it. Everything God is saying in a still small voice, take them serious. Because somebody else is hearing it. And if that person adjusts and you fail to, let me tell you something. This happened to me. And I'm not trying to lift experience above scriptures. But as we study scripture, you know that the law of substitution is theologically correct. That men get substituted. Men lose their bishopric. Men lose their place. I was ministering in church and God said to me, He said, today I'm going to show you a man that will replace you if you fail. And when the brother walked in, He said, that's him. I began to watch out for that guy. So for me now, I've seen my replacement. You understand what I'm saying? God, do you understand what I'm saying? He has shown me. I followed this guy. I heard this statement since 2010. I made sure the guy was in my corner. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I held that word in my heart for 10 years. When I knew that there's fire on the mountain, was when he came to tell me his wedding date. It was the same date I chose. So we got married the same day. To tell you how much he was following me side by side. Are you following what I'm saying? I want to say some things. But when I feel restrained, I just respond, I obey. When the job description changes, because you've been substituted, the allocation will also change. Let me give you an instance. Hold on. Don't write. Because you don't know what I'm saying. If there's been a crisis in your lineage, and the crisis is that everyone married women who messed up their life, God said, I'm not just going to take this away by grace. There has to be a job description that qualifies this one for one of my daughters. So I'm calling you now to work for me. The guy began to make money and said, I just want to make this money. I'm not interested in this assignment. So God said, okay. This one is hallowed bread. Okay? You know what that means? It's for priests. So you go and do what you want to do and bring who you want to bring. I will anoint it. And the fellow goes to do what he wants to do and bring the kind of girl he wants to bring. And now find out that by saying no to God's assignment qualifies you for what your fathers had. Everything God asks you to do, there are security in it deeper than what federal government can give you. Is it length of days? There are coverings of the calling. So obey God. So you don't sponsor yourself. Obey God. Obey God. And I tell people, your spouse is a mirror of either your obedience or rebellion to God. Okay, let's leave that. Praise God. Are you with me, somebody? So God said, go and anoint Elisha. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Do you know what that means? Nakali, come. The guy was just plowing. Was walking. No, keep walking. And then Elijah just passed and just put the thing on him. Say bye-bye. And the next statement of Elisha showed to us that this did not happen by surprise. Do you understand what I'm saying? What God wants to do with your life is not a surprise package. You must have a walk with Him that is making it a revelation day by day. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is most likely you will not become it if it's a surprise. God is not trying to shock you. He wants to use you. So you look at, he just cast the mantle on this guy. And the next thing Elisha said is, so he departed thence and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, and who was plowing. Correct? Now verse 20 now. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you. And said unto him, no, go back again, for what have I done to you? What God said is, go and anoint him as a prophet in your stead. From the moment he has dropped the mantle, he will become. Do you understand what I'm saying? Elisha would actually become if he didn't follow Elijah. He will. In fact, what this guy did, he was not ready to see him again. Because the idea of this enterprise was to cast it and go so God can take his life. So he was not willing. Elijah did not plan for any followership. God has said, anoint him as a prophet. The power is in the mantle. I put the mantle on you. Then you go and become a prophet. But the guy was wise. He said, let me go and burn my oxen. Let me go and follow you. He said, what have I done to you? What's my problem with you? Go and do what you want to do. I don't have... He said, did I do anything to you? Have you heard such statement before? Say, did I touch you? No. Did I do anything to you? So leave me, oh, go and do what you want to do. That was what Elijah told the guy. Because part of the things you must deal with is the temperament of those carrying what you need. That's the truth. That's the reason why many can't come close. That's the truth. And he returned back from him and took the yoke of oxen and he slew them and boiled the flesh of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they did it. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. That is, the moment the mantle came on him, he knew that that was the end of an era. He knew. Please be seated. There are some of you here that you are still enjoying your beautiful careers. It's okay. It's okay to draw a plan and say, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do. But expect divine interruptions. That's the truth. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Never marry a man you don't expect God to interrupt his life. Never. From the moment you are marrying what you are marrying, expect that there is someone in the marriage bigger than you, and that's God. And he can change the direction. So if you love a man because of his job, don't marry him, because the job can change. Are you with me? And you too, that is doing what you are doing, God can interrupt your life. And a day can come, everything you have been pursuing as you know it can stop. And you will never have to, because now there is a greater purpose. When I drew the plan of my life, and according to what was going on, by 2023, I should be having my second PhD. That's my plan. And my lecturers will tell me, if you do not become a prof, you have wasted God's investment. I remember my HOD came, called me to the lab, and said, I know you are the fellowship president, I know you love God, but I just want to beg you, there's a lot more you can contribute to health sector and humanity
If you go further, I looked at her. I said, this heart only beats for one thing. Only one thing. It is beautiful when you know where you are going and you burn all your bridges and stay there. Stay there with serious focus. Are you with me now? Very serious what? Focus. Serious focus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, praise God. Is somebody following me now? Yeah. The guy went there. He said, what am I to do with you? He burnt everything. Burnt the oxen. Burnt all those things. And he began to follow. Expect interruptions. Expect interruptions. When I was leaving Ibadan, the pastor, a resident pastor, called me. And he knelt down. Said, you have left a very big shoe for us to fill. How do we fill this? I said, there's nothing I have done you can't do. There's nothing. He said, but if I was talking to anybody else, I will stop there. But I will give you one. He said, but there's one that you'll have to pursue. I said, you can pastor larger congregation than me. You can. Because I am not a pastor. That's why we have resident pastor here. I am not. If I stay and pastor you myself, my weight will be too much on you. The pastor will sit down, do counseling, all those things. I have the patience of true training. But it does not change the fact because when an apostle becomes a pastor, the church will scatter out of offense. Because you can't speak apostolically. The ones who have counsel will say that's our word. Meanwhile, you are speaking by inspiration. So for a church to grow, let there be a pastor. Are you with me now? I said, but there is one that I have. That one you have to pursue. I said, bulk of the people I pastored here, bulk of them, they will feature in God's agenda. I said, that one, you have to pursue that one. If not, you will pass up people that will have money, but God can't find a vessel. Are you following what I'm saying? Ah. Say, but I sit down with people. No. The calling that has been locked from the foundations of the earth, wind will blow and expose it. That something is here. And they will receive the necessary people. So Elijah was going to just put his stuff and leave. Are you with me? When God began to speak to me about the wave, massive wave of healing, there were a few people that he said, oh yeah, start giving yourself to them. One was Charles and Francis Hunter. Another person is Pastor W.F. Kumi. And T.L. Osborne. Let me tell you something. Let me give you this as a cheat code. If you ever have a vision and you saw that something moved, a mantle was transferred from a person to you, if you don't begin to give yourself to the wisdom flowing from that person, you won't carry it. That's why you can see that you had the vision, but you went back to being ordinary. Are you with me? Followership is not when I have chance. Followership is pursuit. And let me tell you this. I think I was having a mentorship session and people were asking, I don't know if you follow the mentorship. Okay. You follow the mentorship sessions. Alright. Some of you should need to be on some of these platforms because I only used to announce this platform once. The first day we announced the platform, about now there are something people registered. Just put them there. I don't announce again. So I saw that many ministers were asking, because they were pastoring small ministries, and people were not cooperating. You have a ministry you are running. People have not discerned you. So it is informing rebellion, like a Desica attitude. Followership is to the degree that people have light. Nobody can follow beyond the revelation they have. The same person with light will follow other. The issue is not that the leader increased in stature. You are the one who was blind. Are you with me now? Very important. One day God just opened your eyes and go and listen to my message, this same Jesus. Go and listen to that message. Now I can recommend and recommend and recommend them. Jesus has been with them. What would my Father in heaven? Do you know that they knew Jesus was the Son of God, but they just knew he's the Son of God? We agree. But they didn't know Jesus in his glory. Their eyes began to open after the resurrection, and Jesus, the tomb was empty. And an angel sat on the stone of the tomb that was rolled. And he appeared to them as one who has defeated death. Are you with me? Defeating death doesn't mean he rose. It means he will never taste death again. And the whole and everything. That was a level. The second level was in Acts 1. When he was received to heaven. And an angel stood by them. And they watched him as he ascended in the clouds. And said, this same Jesus that you see taken from you will in like manner return. The same Jesus that ate with you, that drank with you, that you were with him. If you know that the whole heaven is wired after this same Jesus, that all angels, including Michael and Gabriel, all archangels, cherubims and seraphims, bow at his command, that this same Jesus is the one who made the heavens and the earth. This same Jesus is God. That you are in the same room. You are a roommate with God. If Judas ever saw it, he would never betray him. Every action people take is to the degree of light that they have. If Judas ever, my Father in heaven, if he ever saw it, meaning that if the devil is looking for a Judas in every ministry, he will look for those who lack revelation of who they are following. That is the protocol. And how do you work yourself to lack revelation? You don't listen to the word. Count it as dung. Refuse to follow. Say, what's there in Bible study? You will always know the next person to fall through arrogance. And because I know these things. Sometimes I just look at people who just talk. And yes, there's humility, but I'm seeing pride. I'm seeing that this person, are you with me? I don't understand. So you just ignore it. Because of your consecration. And do your part. So you need to get that message. Until John came in Revelations 1. And he said, I was in the spirit in the last days. All right? And it was drawn up to heaven. And one standing before him, his hair was as white as wool. His voice was as the sound of many waters. His feet was as polished brass. And he fell down as one that was dead. And he touched him and said, get up. For I must show you the things that must come to pass hereafter. And it was the same Jesus that was his roommate. I'm not saying this. I'm saying this for documentation. This ministry, materials from this ministry will be used as templates by the next generation. Now, God said he has willed it so. And I know that there are consecrations that follow. And they are severe. Are you with me? They are severe. If I ever get myself into controversy, I know that agreement will leave. Because God will not raise the next people's sentiment. Let me leave it. A time is coming in Abuja. People will be running to church on Sunday. Running. And this is not even the final city we are in. So you better know it now. I'm not trying to pastor mega churches. I'm raising men that will. I don't think if a church grows, I stay there. We say this is where we die. No. I go to another place. Anywhere God says, whether it's a hut or inside the sun, and start again. This thing can work 1 billion times. Are you with me? Nibiti Jesu Bechaba Akwara Yeshuda Koshio Otiwa Akwara Yeshuda Nibiti Jesu Bechaba Akwara Yeshuda Koshio Otiwa. Sit down. How can you walk when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you run when you don't know the way of the spirit?
How can you fly?
And how can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? The power at work in you is bringing everything.
Following somebody, better for yourself that God did not even reveal, because God will not want you to be anywhere, because we have seen the future. He wants to have the natural traits of commitment by revelation. By anybody can have transactional character. Anybody can. And that's why the proof that there's something there is that there'll be many reasons to pull out. And to each of those reasons, many who want what you want will pull out. They will. In John 6, Jesus was ministering to 512 people. At the end of the sermon, there were 12 left. And he asked them, will you also go? It means a man of vision is not moved by church size, but by the size of the vision. If the vision is intact, many men will be drawn to glory. That's the fact. The reason why we are not struggling here is because there's a vision that is bound to deliver. It cannot but deliver. You can only begin to struggle when you don't know you're a man on a mission. There's no struggle here. No contemplation of any kind. Praise God. Are you with me? Very important. Very important. I'm just showing you secrets this morning. If you open more, I will show you more. If you open up more, if you test for more, I will show you more. One of the best things that can happen to you is for your eyes of understanding to be enlightened. To be enlightened. There are character traits you will see with those who have revelation. See, don't blame any man for anything. They don't have light. If they know better, they will do better. And that's why you must pray for light. They will do better. Anything you are doing, no matter who you are, ask for light. Ask for light. Ask for light. Light. Oh Lord, help me. Are you with me, somebody? I said, are you with me, somebody? Light. It's. See, look up. The reason why. See, when I ask people to do something, and they do it in the least possible way, I smile. Anybody who has found light does everything in the best possible way it can be done. In the best possible way it can be done. Best possible. Somebody should get this done. Not do it in the simplest possible way. Revelation knowledge make you stress yourself. Because you know the reason why this must be done. By the grace of God, I had the privilege of serving as a pastor in Redeem. And we are the guys you call when there's a need to go and till ground in dangerous places for let's go fishing. I went to a village, they said, just last week, they cut the head of those who came here to preach. I started a church there and raised pastors there the following week. You can't kill a man on a mission. Praise God. I went to minister somewhere. They said the Fulanis are gathered. They heard you are coming. You are trying to get police enforcement. They can't do nothing. And I didn't come back. I didn't come back. Sometimes I'm traveling for plane. I will see a vision of plane crash. I say I will land. I will fly. The vision I have on my inside is superior to that dream. Yoruba have an adage. They will say, "Mi ole waku konjo inle babae." The meaning is, anyone who used to say, "I cannot come and die," should not be given a chieftaincy position in his father's house. Because if you will be given that position, you will walk like you want to die. So believers who say, "I cannot stress myself," can never carry the mantle for the next generation. It is for those who are ready to walk. You will stress yourself. So I can't, nobody can stress me. Nobody can use me. The churches, they use people. If they don't use you, you are useless. You'll be used. One time, Bishop Oyedepo sent people to go and pastor different places. They sacked some people because they were not producing. One young man went to start posting online. I said, "Watch out. You may hear of the rest. You will not hear of this one." We know the reason why he never delivered. The heart is wrong. When people are driven away and they misbehave, that was the reason why they could not perform. It was always there. Adversity only reveals. It doesn't hurt. It only reveals. It's been there. It's always been like that. We say, look at our wicked masters. Every time, look at what they are saying. Look at what they are saying. You cannot be against what I'm saying and carry what I have. You can't. I teach to maybe a pastor will hear and say, "You see, look at now. That person cannot perform. Will not perform. Quote me anywhere. That person will not perform. And I beg pastors' wives, make sure your home never become a place where you discuss your father. Make sure. My wife is here. You can't tell my wife apostle said it. He will tell you. Even with me, the wife, he will say, "No comment." So has happened. No comment. We went for a meeting. Somebody, a senior minister, did some things. We did not like it, obviously. We got to the car. First instruction: we are never going to discuss what happened in this meeting till Jesus come. Final, because we need what that man carries. If we discuss it, we will not get it.
we need what he carries. Somebody can offend you and he still has something to impart. Be wiser. Choose between the offense and the future. You say choose. And I'm not licensing people to not begin to use people and become brutal. No. But there's something called emotional intelligence. If politicians can have it, how much more you pursuing eternal things? You see, politicians will fight together in primaries now. When one wins, you'll go and visit the other one. So I need you in the general election. But Christians, let's never meet again. No vision. No light. No light. No comment. We will never discuss these matters. That we are married does not license us to gossip. And if a conversation will end in offense, we will never talk about it. It may take me days of being locked up and crying. It will never be a conversation. That I see what this person is doing. No. No. So I beg pastors' wives. You must consistently help yourselves to see well. And that's why you hear people like Bishop Dr. David Ibiomie will tell you, you can never discuss Bishop Oedipo in my presence. Because listen to what I'm saying. Anytime you are where they discuss somebody bad, even when you don't agree what they have said, a seed has been dropped. Next time you see the person, you remember. You are receiving. See, the moment you have heard it, you have been implicated. Can I come again? Anytime you hear that people are insulting a man of God, by hearing alone, even whether you agree or not, you are implicated. You need to pray that the root of it dies. Because if people gather to insult a man who has something to give a generation, and you are part of those he should give, and you join to write and say, we've always known it's like this, or it's, you have signed out. I said you have signed out of what he represents. We are not saying the fellow be 100% accurate, but you can, the wise will enter the place of intercession. And let me say this to you, the cane of those ahead of you is not in your hands. You know why? At the end of the day, you keep the child and throw away the cane. So once you become a cane to your fathers, the fathers will be kept, you will be thrown out. Keep this your mouth shut and move as one who have sense. When I see people whose duty is to insult men in the body of Christ and always bring out inadequacy, I will never see what they are posting again. I will put every structure necessary never to see it. I may not block them so they will not feel I'm offended. But there's something called mute. I will not remember you exist. Because you have chosen to exist to spoil my inheritance. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't sit in the seat of discomfort. You sit down, people are gathering and they say, Apostle Selman, all those things doing in UK. Don't mind him, we know him. We know. And you have been trying to tell God, I want that. And you sat down there. By the time you are done, you have signed out. God help you, you are not wise enough. You now even went there and start commenting. One time people gathered somewhere and they were insulting a man of God. And I went to check those who like. And I saw that a few of our members liked. Then I saw one of my daughters liked. So I called her. I screenshot the post and the like, her name. I asked how. She understood. I said, I'm sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. I said, I'll go and unlike now. Go and unlike. But I also saw a few others that I never asked. Because I know them. So I will also never trust them with the dimension I carry. Because they will also insult me. I only asked one person, you how? But I saw the other guys and I marked them. What we are doing in this church, they are against it. Just a matter of time. Sir, you don't agree. You must live your life with wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom is that what you have said is correct doesn't mean I will attest to it until I know the heart is coming from. Be careful. Let me tell you something. One of the proof that you are somewhere in the heart of your father is that it does not hold back correction. The moment he corrects others and leave you for the same thing, it's not mercy. It's judgment. Let's leave it. Though I understand people have bastardized what mutual father in Israel and turned it to slavery. People have. You don't destroy people's uniqueness because you're a father. Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm warning. Alright? That's why I said this is a bonus class. I'm warning. I'm warning because this generation may be stranded. So the people who carry what you need, God did not promise you their perfection. But it does not change the fact that they are carrying it. Let's be careful. Let's be careful. Let's be careful. I was surprised to see that some ministers still gather to insult Apostle Selman after the UK meeting. How? It's not by filling stadium. So the moment you know it's not by filling stadium is when somebody has just filled it. You will never get it done. Because you have said anything you say is not by doing, you will not do. Meanwhile, many of those statements are from jealousy. If you really want to do what you have said is not by doing, then you are an hypocrite. If God does it through you, you will thank him. How come God doing it to somebody and say it's not by doing it? Are you following us? Are you aware that there were pastors that traveled from Nigeria just to go and honor the meeting? It's called wisdom, sir. It's wisdom. They are not going to preach just to go and honor it. Certain aspect of destiny is for those whose pride is dead. It will check you, sir. Some doors will not open until your insecurity, everything dies. Look at what God was doing in UK. I watch it with tears. My God, what is this? And many of those mocking will never do quarter of it in their life. What you insult, you repel. Let's be careful. Let's be careful. Let's be careful. How can you run when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? The power at work in you, bringing to the school of the spirit. Don't you know? And don't you know? In his hands are the keys to eternal life. Yeah. A little here, a little there, until the day will dawn. It's at work in you, working everything. Us to sing that song out of the ashes
of my dying today. I see the breaking of a bright new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Amen, amen.
Amen and amen. Now here is the wisdom of what I'm showing you. After Elisha has gone to burn everything and fed people with them, there's another wisdom. It is often quite common that when God is trying to change the trajectory of your life, now hear what I'm about to say, the serious one, and you don't have to agree, it will not allow you to keep the dividends of the past. He wants you to enter the new with faith. That is, hold on. Are you with me? Are you following me? God said you are going to leave that banking and then follow me. Now say yes, yes. I would have saved enough. No. You will not come with bulletproof. Anytime you are following God and you have gathered victories, so in case if God fails, that's not the work of faith. He will strip you. So all that is left with you is himself. What does it mean to be blessed? You are blessed when all you have is God. Anything, any situation, any instruction that lives with God as your only option is called the blessing. All these are mudguard. He will collect them. And that's what happened to Elisha. He knew. So this guy has known something about God. He burnt everything and he followed after Elijah. And the Bible said to minister to him. You cannot successfully carry what a man carry if you have not found a way to minister to the person. And the word minister to him means to serve. You must find a serving capacity. Are you with me? I can't go to certain people's ministries to serve because God has given me a work. But there are better ways to serve. The moment our ministry began partnering with Apostle Selman directly, I noticed the shift. Because don't repeat what people say until you know what they are doing. That you repeat it does not give you the same experience. There are some underground paths. Are you with me? Sphere of Light Church can partner with Koinonia or Winners. Me, I partner with the person. I've lost you. Yeah, I know. Let me close. I cannot overdo. If you want the organization man to you, let me repent. No, you are not following. Let's bow our heads. So this is the introduction. Okay? Let's pray. Let's ask God for the heart of followership and service. This is a way to introduce this topic. You see, everything I've taught you today, you have failed. You have failed what I taught you. Now, you've not left here and you have failed. And I said that the blessing is in the things that they will not allow. There are instructions that will be given that is not good for you. So when next I say I close, you protest. To agree is to lose it. Where will you get it? Okay, God will tell you at home. Why did not tell you before? Use your mouth to fight for your life. Church is not a place where you just sit down and agree with everything. No. Protest, sir. If your wife to be calling you now and say, I'm not doing it again, will you protest? Protest much more for life. Are you with me? I don't want to raise a church of people who are just... Are you with me now? But let's close. Because if you don't learn this culture, there are many things you will never learn. Every time you hear a man of God say, you are not following, and you are, it's because you are not loud. And those who are not are louder.
because they can be perceived. But you will have to be speak. You have to speak to be known. Now I'm teaching you how to be a member. But there's a wisdom to be seated. If Sphere of Light Church desires what is happening in Winners, Sphere of Light must partner with Winners. If I desire what is happening in Bishop Oyedepo's life, to partner with Winners is to miss it. There is demand. And there are many ministries struggling because they have no grace they are connected to. You must find a way to serve those carrying what you desire. Service. You are committed. I went to Canaan land and I saw what God has built through one man. And I cried to God, me too. I can do it again. Around such men, you don't seek for what you can gain. Of what you can give. And this generation has found a way to insult the church. Say, Jesus fed 5,000. Now 5,000 feeding the pastor. Now let me give the pastor two words that they are partnering with. What makes the Dead Sea, it's not like he doesn't receive. It's that he doesn't give. Don't become a dustbin. Flow higher too. Many people say, God leads them to partner with me monthly. I don't even know what they give. Because I also have people on payroll. Once you send it, forward it there. But you have helped me do that. And the God who has sent me will help you. That's the deal. Praise God. Let me tell you a secret. I was asking God. We say we are leaving this venue. How come the money has not shown up to get out of this place? And he said to me, preparation, preparation, preparation. Sometimes it is God's mercy that he holds back. How? Have you structured and stretched? Sorry. Let me leave it. Something as small as having more time for choir can be the key that will open the door. But you don't know if you are not told. Because you can be saying, God, I have faith, I've done everything right. And God is saying, you have not prepared them for that capacity. Are you with me? You don't know what I'm saying. After Elisha watered the altar, rain fell. You have to ask for light. He went, he knew that, okay, something is flowing. So it means after he had dropped the mantle on him, there's another mantle that should drop. Meanwhile, this one will happen through what? Service. I'm going to show you the power of service and access on Tuesday. Service and access. And you saw Elijah repeating it again and again. Stay back here. Stay back here. Say, as long as your soul live, I will not. There are righteous disobedience. Are you with me?
Yes.
Righteous disobedience. One time, was it last year also? They were gathering something. They want to celebrate my birthday. Return all these stuffs now. Oh boy. Call them and return their money. Now. So I observed something. And the, you know, for a pastor, it was a tough job. That please, the man we are trying say you should send your account number so you can collect the money back. So I asked them, how did it go? They said, we observed three things. Some sent their account without hesitation. Some said, use it for something else. Some said, we'll never take it back. I said, those are three categories of people. Those who sent without hesitation, you force them. Those who said, use for something else, see their father as just one of the projects. Those who said, we'll never take it back. Now you can go and use theirs. So they got me a laptop. I've never used it more than three times. Because when I stand before Jesus, I don't want to have that. I've taken anybody's anything on force. Praise God. Did I expect them to collect it? No. By revelation. I can say, okay, they knew what they are doing. Okay. My fears are distinct. Ah, thank God. May I have been wanting to buy Indomie before. People can insult me for what I'm teaching you, but if you hear, you'll be wise. So, there's too much burden in my heart. So let me just call our resident pastor to come and wrap up. Okay? I'm going to stop it.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.